lawyer I am, I'd like to turn to discuss gas regulation, because that's what I'd like to discuss first. And the first thing is to discuss the one thing that probably got the most publicity in the last few months, which is the adoption of House Bill 40. This is the bill that affirms that while we love local control, we only like certain types of local control. And in a Goldilocks fashion, the legislature decided that the bed that was just right for regulating oil and gas was at the State Railroad Commission, not on the part of municipalities. So, as most of you probably know or have followed it, this is legislation that says that municipalities and other local government entities are expressly preempted from any regulation of oil and gas activities, oil and gas production activities within their jurisdiction, within their limits. And it says in about three specific instances that this is express preemption, that the state has the sole authority to regulate oil and gas activities. Impliedly, that's the Railroad Commission, but of course the legislature could vest that authority wherever it chose to in the future. There is a, to me, somewhat humorous exception to this preemption, which is about as narrow as the eye of a needle. A municipality may regulate an oil and gas operation if it regulates only surface activity that is incident to an oil and gas operation, is commercially reasonable, does not effectively prohibit an oil and gas operation, and is not otherwise preempted by state or federal law.